It's time now for Wellness Wednesday, a program featuring health professionals from our area medical facilities discussing a variety of topics concerning your well-being. Wellness Wednesday is a weekly feature on Q92 Radio.
Time for another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92. And this morning we're going to travel over to Montevideo to CCM Health. And we're going to visit with the newest provider at CCM Health, Dr. Rebecca DeHart. Dr. DeHart, welcome to Wellness Wednesday.
Hi, thank you for having me.
In Montevideo.
Yeah.
you're pretty new, aren't you?
I am, yeah. I think Thursday will be my fifth day working.
Okay.
So, yeah, pretty shiny.
What's your first impressions of CCM Health, then, or why did you choose CCM Health?
Yeah, I chose CCM because of the just the kind of collegial atmosphere and just their patient-centered approach and the fact that you can go in there and ask anybody, like, hey, I have a problem, and it's fixed right away. And rarely is there actually even a problem.
Oh.
But it's been a great experience so far.
Good.
Everybody's been super welcoming.
Good. Well, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, Dr. DeHart.
Sure. So I'm a podiatrist. So that's basically like a foot and ankle surgeon or foot and ankle provider. I've actually been practicing medicine and surgery for about 15 years.
Hmm.
As a podiatrist, we go to a four-year medical school, and then we usually have like a three or plus residency, 3 years. I have three different board certifications, one in podiatric medicine, one in foot and ankle surgery, and then I have a wound care certification as well.
Hmm.
So with that, I've spent my career helping patients with everything from common foot problems and injuries or fractures to diabetic foot care.
Okay. So why did you choose that field, doctor?
At first, I was thinking that I wanted to go into veterinary medicine, which usually all young kids have that dream. But as I moved on through school, I found out that podiatry was a field and that there were a lot of opportunities to have kind of like a different experience every patient encounter or every day. There's always something new and fun to learn, and it was just kind of more varied, and also like I could do surgery as well. So that was just kind of like the drawing factor. And then once I got into it, I realized that something as simple as clipping somebody's toenails can just have them leaving the office feeling happy and excited.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I can relate to that. I brought my mother in who was when I was taking care of her, and she was pretty excited when she got her toenails clipped.
Yeah.
Made her day, actually. So.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, so anything else about you? You have family, or where did you grow up at?
So I actually grew up in Ohio, kind of southwest Cleveland area. And my husband and I, when we both finished our training, my husband's a pathologist in Alexandria. We actually live here in Alec. And when we finished our training, we kind of wanted to stay in the Midwest, but both kind of wanted to get away from kind of the more East Coast areas, just mm-hmm. because it's kind of like busier pace of life. And we found Minnesota, and it's kind of fit well with just our personalities and our lifestyle. And personally, I don't have any kids, but I do have four dogs, and we have about 28 laying hens.
Oh, wow.
So they keep us busy.
I guess. Four dogs. What's their names?
It's Penny, Allie, Miga, and Greta.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so four girls.
Okay. Any hobbies?
Yeah, I do. I like to garden, especially in the summer. We do some hydroponic gardening at home as well.
What does that mean?
So basically it's like a water bath that kind of consistently delivers like a nutrient solution to the roots of a plant.
Oh.
And so they don't grow in any soil. They kind of like grow in like a water bath.
Oh.
So it's kind of a neat way to garden without soil in the winter. We just have like a little tent and have the plants growing in there, and we can just like harvest, like snip off little pieces of lettuce or spinach. And you can even grow like tomatoes that way. So you can get a harvest all throughout winter as well. So that's nice. But
wow. Interesting.
Yeah, but like just being outside, I love to garden. I love nature. I love to take pictures too of just kind of like any birds or animals that wander into the yard.
Mm-hmm. All right, great. Well, let's talk about foot and ankle problems. What are some of the common problems with foot and ankle problems, Dr. DeHart?
Yeah, normally people have, you know, there's like nail issues that we see a good amount, but people also have issues with like, you know, teenagers get like ingrown nails. We see a fair amount of like heel pain, calluses, wounds that aren't healing, just kind of like difficulty walking, even like chronic sprains from past injuries or like sports related injuries, we see a fair amount as well.
Okay. Do you treat neuropathy, or that seems to be a very common thing with elderly people too?
Yeah, there's a fair amount of drugs basically we can treat people with, like medications, but some of it's also just like comfort cares as far as like getting good shoe inserts, making sure they're wearing appropriate shoes. But there's like topical and oral things we can do. And then even some surgical procedures have been shown to help with neuropathic pain. Mm-hmm. So there's various things we can try for sure.
Okay. Let's talk about people that have diabetes. My mother had diabetes real bad, and she really had foot problems most of her life. How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so that's something I'm pretty passionate about. My residency was in Detroit, Michigan, so we saw a lot of patients with uncontrolled diabetes that would have ulcers or lose pieces of their limbs because of the diabetes. So one of the things that I like to do is kind of like close the loop. I kind of make sure that people have good care as far as like just routine cares, keeping an eye on people, and then if they do have a wound, making sure that they come back and we see them again and again to make sure that they're not going to get into a problem.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like making sure people with diabetes have regular foot exams, because those small little problems, like a little cut or potentially even trimming your own nails and creating a small wound, can lead to a serious problem and even may have you lose part of your foot if it becomes infected.
Mm, okay. Is that, getting back to the neuropathy issue, what causes neuropathy, or what, you know, for a diabetic, what causes foot problems? Why the foot?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. Any diabetic issue seems to be from the small vessels, like the tiny little blood vessels in our foot and our eyes, and like even the small nerve endings in our feet and in our eyes especially can be affected. Basically what happens is the blood sugar in our system kind of is more out and about in the blood with diabetes, and because of that, nerves especially do not like high blood sugar. So what will happen over time is they just get damaged, so the ability to kind of feel is less, and then some people get just completely numb or just painful neuropathy because of that. So keeping blood sugars controlled is a really good important thing to do. But also just the fact that the sweat glands aren't working as well either, because little nerves control those as well. That's another reason why our diabetic patients get so like dry, thick skin, and will have like cracks on their heels, just because with neuropathy you have to kind of like bring in your own moisture by putting on lotion a couple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So how do you treat neuropathy then? I mean, how's it treated? You can't reverse it, I would guess, but how's it treated?
Yeah, you can't really reverse it, but you can treat. It's pretty much like at that point, making sure it doesn't progress or get any worse just by treating the symptoms. There's some pain-blocking agents that are like drugs by mouth that you take that help if people actually have painful neuropathy. But one of the things to do, just if somebody has like completely numb feet, is to do a visual check every evening, and then make sure that before and after you are using your shoes that you're actually making sure there's like no objects in your shoe. You would be surprised how many people have like coins or end up with huge wood chips, or and they just can't feel them.
Right.
Just a visual check is very important.
Okay, good. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Dr. Rebecca DeHart from CCM Health, a podiatrist. And so who should consider, what do patients need a referral, Dr. DeHart?
I would say for the most part, I would just check with your insurance to make sure that they don't require a referral for a specialist, especially a podiatrist. But personally, I don't require a referral for people to come see me. And usually we get referrals from primary care doctors or the walk-in clinic or the emergency room will send us patients quite a bit as well.
Okay. I got one more question. I'm full of questions this morning. pedicures. Are pedicures beneficial?
They can be. Okay. What I would do is check with your pedicure place and make sure that they have something called an autoclave machine or a sterilizing machine, and make sure that they're sterilizing their foot baths between each person and that they're using not reusable soft tools. Like, you don't want them to reuse their buffers or their nail files.
Right.
And then make sure that their metal instrumentation is being sterilized in an autoclave machine, because there's a chance of picking up a fungal disease, like a nail fungus, or even on your feet, you can get like an athlete's foot from just exposure to like contaminated instruments. So that, I would say that's like the biggest concern I'd have. But otherwise, I think that's great if people want to go have that done. It's a kind of like a spa feeling, and also you don't have to get down and like grind your own calluses down.
Right. Right. you mentioned you do procedures and even surgeries on feet at CCM Health. I'm curious about what types of treatment or, you know, what kind of procedures and surgeries are more common.
That may be, I guess, probably the thing that would surprise people the most is learning that a podiatrist does more than just like a toenail procedure or ingrown toenails, which, of course, we do quite a bit of those. But, you know, we do like a reduction of fractures, thinning of fractures in the foot and the ankle. If somebody's had like a longstanding tendon or ligament injury, we can go in and fix the tendons so that they're functioning better. Bunions, those big outgrowths on the side of your foot, we can actually like straighten the bunion so that it's not sticking out anymore, and then it's functioning a lot better. Hammer toes, I'm sure you've seen people with those before.
Yep.
We do surgery on those, and even kind of bigger foot deformities, like people will have like something called adult acquired flat foot, where their arch kind of slowly like comes away from them over time, and their foot gets really, really flat. That's something that can certainly be both addressed like via orthotics or shoe inserts, or via a surgical procedure if deemed necessary. But certainly we're always going to try the conservative or the non-invasive route first, and then if we kind of fail that, then we come up with a plan based on what the patient needs or wants. And certainly medicine is not kind of like a one-fits-all process.
Right.
We certainly try to meet with people and help them come up with the treatment plans that can work the best for them.
Okay. Good. Well, one last question, I promise. What are some common mistakes that people make with foot care then?
Okay. I would say, I think the biggest thing really is just kind of waiting too late to come in to see me, because I think people get nervous, which I can understand, because sometimes going to the doctor, I don't want to go in either.
Right, right.
It's, you fear like pain or what would potentially happen, but we always strive to make things informative, and I tried to treat everybody like a friend and somebody that would just want to know what's going on with their body. So I take the time to educate and make sure that people feel comfortable. But just like trying to do like the bathroom surgery, what they call, where people are trying to take their own ingrowns out or potentially like trim their own calluses down and cut themselves badly. And then just not wearing like good supportive shoes too. I see that that's
shoes are very important, aren't they?
They are, very much so. Yep. Yeah. Sometimes they alone can fix some of the foot pain that people come in with.
Right. All right, real good, Dr. DeHart. Well, that was a wealth of information there. That was interesting for sure. Yeah, thank you for coming on Wellness Wednesday this morning, and we'll talk again sometime, huh?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
All right, that's Dr. Rebecca DeHart, and I should say you can contact her by just contacting CCM Health, right, Dr. DeHart?
Correct. Yep, you can go to ccmhealthmn.com or call 320-269-8877, and that's ccmhealthmn.com. And the subpage for me would be podiatry.
Okay, real good. All right, have a great rest of your day, Dr. DeHart.
Thank you very much.
And that's Dr. Rebecca DeHart from CCM Health, and that's been another Wellness Wednesday here on Q92.
Join us every week at this time for Wellness Wednesday on Q92. Find out what's happening at our area medical facilities, get to know the people who work there, and pick up some tips on how you can live a healthier life.